I'm Barbara Klein.
And I'm Steve Ember with People in America in VOA Special English. Today we tell about Bob Feller, one of the best pitchers in the history of American baseball.
I didn't know much. I just reared back and let them go. Where the ball went was up to heaven. Sometimes I threw the ball clean up into the stands.
Those were the words of Bob Feller talking about his pitching. Robert William Andrew Feller was born in 1918 in the small town of Van Meter, Iowa. He grew up on his family's farm nearby. When he was not working in the fields, Bob was throwing a rubber ball against the side of a barn, or playing catch with his father.
My father loved baseball, and he cultivated my talent. I don't think he ever had any doubt in his mind that I would play professional baseball someday.
Bob played baseball in high school. At the age of 16, he secretly signed an agreement with a Major League Baseball team, the Cleveland Indians. He received $1 and a baseball signed by the Cleveland players. Bob Feller became a professional baseball player at the age of 17 while he was still in high school. He never pitched in the minor leagues as most players do today. In July of 1936, he pitched in an unofficial game against the St. Louis Cardinals. He struck out 8 batters. None of them were able to hit the balls that Feller threw. The next month, he struck out 15 batters in a game against the St. Louis Browns.
In September, Bob Feller pitched against the Philadelphia Athletics. He tied the major league record of striking out 17 players in one game. Before his first season had ended, the New York Times reported that Bob Feller's name was on the tongues of a million fans. He was said to be the best-known young person in America. At the end of the season, Feller returned to his hometown for his last year of high school. NBC Radio broadcast his graduation from Van Meter High School nationwide. He was on the cover of Time magazine at the age of 18.
From the late 1930s to the late 1940s, Bob Feller was called the best pitcher in Major League Baseball. He threw the ball harder than any other pitcher of his time. He was known for his fastball. People sought to measure its speed using different methods. It was measured at between 157 and 172 kilometers an hour. One sports writer described the effect the young pitcher had on other players. He wrote, "They were taking the pre-game exercises when the kid kicked his left foot high and delivered the first warm-up pitch. All over the field, action ceased. Nobody said anything. Everybody just stood still and watched." Because of his fastball, Bob Feller had several nicknames, including Rapid Robert and Bullet Bob. He won 107 major league games before his 23rd birthday. Experts said Bob Feller was baseball's most exciting player since Babe Ruth in the 1920s.
"When I picked up the ball, and it feels nice and light and small, I know I'm going to have a good day." but if I pick it up and it's big and heavy, I know I'm liable to get into a little trouble.
You're gonna win that ball game, Uncle Sam. So pitch that cannonball the way you can. You were slow beginning, but just wait till that ninth inning. You can finish what they all began.
Bob Feller pitched on the final day of the 1938 season against the Detroit Tigers. He struck out 18 hitters to set a new major league record. Today, the record is 20. In 1940, he became the first American League pitcher to throw a complete game no-hitter on opening day, the first game of the season. Then, on December 7, 1941, Japanese forces attacked the American naval base at Pearl Harbor, Hawaii. The United States entered World War II. 2 days later, Bob Feller halted his career to join the Navy. He was the first Major League Baseball player to volunteer for military service. He served as the chief of an anti-aircraft gunnery crew on the battleship USS Alabama. He missed 3 full baseball seasons and most of a 4th.
Bob Feller returned to baseball late in 1945. He recorded his best season the next year when he won 26 games. In 1947, Feller injured his right arm. He was never the same pitcher again. The Cleveland Indians won the American League Championship in 1948, so Feller achieved his dream of pitching in the World Series. The Indians won the World Series against the Boston Braves 4-2. Feller started both games that the Indians lost. However, 3 years later, he was the best pitcher in the American League, winning 22 games.
Oh, you better play ball with me. Honey, please don't say you won't. Oh, come on, be nice. Make a sacrifice. I'll be put out if you don't.
In the 1950s, Bob Feller helped organize the Major League Baseball Players Association. He served as the group's first president. He helped establish a pension plan to provide money for retired baseball players. Feller retired from baseball in 1956. He won 266 games in 18 seasons with the Cleveland Indians. He led the American League 7 times in strikeouts and 6 times in victories. He pitched 3 games without any of the batters getting hits. And he pitched a record 12 games when he permitted only 1 hit. Some baseball experts believe that he might have won 350 games and set the strikeout record if he had not spent several years in the military. But Feller never regretted his choice. In 2001, he said,
"You'll never hear me complain about my time in the service. Baseball is insignificant when it comes to war."
Feller was once asked, "What is the most important game you ever won?" He answered, "World War II."
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack.
Bob Feller was elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, New York in 1962. 7 years later, professional baseball celebrated its 100th anniversary at the All-Star Game. Feller was honored as baseball's greatest living right-handed pitcher. He spoke out about protecting baseball's standards of fairness. He opposed admitting players to the Hall of Fame if they had used performance-enhancing drugs.
Bob Feller continued his connection with the Cleveland Indians as a goodwill ambassador. He appeared at the team's spring training games. He helped train young pitchers. He played catch in the field while wearing his easily recognizable number 19 uniform. He also talked to baseball fans, often signing balls or pictures of him as a player. Feller often appeared at the team's fantasy camps. This is where baseball fans pay a lot of money to spend a week playing baseball with former players. In 2009, at the age of 90, he put on his Indians uniform one more time. He pitched to three batters in the first Baseball Hall of Fame Classic, a game in Cooperstown between former major leaguers. Dennis Hoffman wrote about him in his book, Legends of the Ball. He asked the great pitcher, "If you could relive any one of the many great moments in your life, which one would it be?" Feller answered, "Playing catch with my dad between the red barn and the house."
Bob Feller died of leukemia in 2010 at the age of 92. A statue of him stands outside Progressive Field, the home of the Cleveland Indians. After his death, Indians owner Larry Dolan said Feller was an important part of the team and the city. He is Cleveland, Ohio. Several people wrote on Facebook about what Bob Feller meant to them. Here are some of those comments. "I saw him pitch to several batters at an old-timers game in Florida a few years back. Even then, at age 88, he could still put one in there. I almost melted when I shook his hand at a minor league game once. My childhood hero, an athlete among athletes. A Cleveland hero, a baseball hero, and an American hero. Thanks, Bob."